Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Thanks to VideoDoc. See a GP online anytime for prescriptions and sick notes. Download the VideoDoc app. VideoDoc.ie.
This is Ciara and this is a Lunchtime Live podcast from News Talk. If you like what you hear, don't forget that you can subscribe via the app or on iTunes and make sure to check us out at newstalk.com/lunchtimelive. Thanks for listening.
The first thing we're starting off with today, though, maths is a very core subject that the average person spends 14 years of their educational lives studying. Now, new research shows that many adults across the world are financially illiterate and unable to complete even the most basic of mathematical calculations. Well, my next guest is author of three mathematical solution books, and he's also the head maths teacher at Ballantyre Institute in Dublin. John Brennan, thank you very much for joining us on the programme. You're not surprised, I suppose, John, at these findings that we're all awful at maths.
Well, the basic problem is we've gone away from learning basics. So the kids in primary school don't seem to be learning their tables. They're adding, subtracting, their multiplication tables. And as a result, you're not going to have any basics, and as a result, you can't build on it. So that's where our problem is coming. We have gone now espousing this new Project Math, which is all about problem solving or higher order skills. But if you don't know the basics, it doesn't matter whether you do higher order skills or you do problem solving. If you haven't got the basics, you can't do anything.
So this all goes all the way back then to really the basic level, even junior and senior infants, when everybody's learning off, you know, the times tables, or they're using, you know, sheet learning, rote learning, and that's
rote learning is perfect. But it got a bad name because Irish students were allegedly doing nothing else except rote learning. But there's nothing wrong with it. People don't understand. They're all using calculators at the moment, but they have no idea whether the answer is correct or not. I had a situation last night in a class I had where I asked a student 2 divided by a half. And I got 4 answers or 5 answers or 6 answers to that question. Somebody said 1, somebody said 4, somebody said a half. And that's a problem. And, you know, that's an answer. The person who said 4 wouldn't realize that this was the answer was correct, but somebody who said a half wouldn't realize the answer was wrong.
Yeah.
So, they're using calculators now from anything from about 10 years of age up. And calculators are fine, and I recommend them strongly myself, but they're only a solution to a problem. They don't really sort out your basic mathematics. Students now could go to the shops and come home with the wrong change.
That's what I found when I did the Leaving Cert now back into 2000s. I mean, I didn't really understand what it was I was answering. Like, I knew the formula or whatever, how to do it, but I didn't really understand what was really going on. And I'd arrive at the answer and I wouldn't have had any clue about how exactly I got there. I mean, that seems like a very fundamental problem. Surely if we're teaching maths, we're meant to have some like real life skills coming out of the back of it, problem solving or whatever.
Are fine, but and I would agree with you, real life skills are fine. But basic maths, multiplying, dividing, knowing if an answer looks right or doesn't look right. You know, I've seen students saying, you know, they went out and to buy something, and a loaf of bread cost €27 instead of 2.7.
Wow.
And like, they would look you straight in the face and say, the calculator says €27, so therefore it must be right. As I said to you, there's nothing wrong with calculators, and there are lots and lots of very weak students who come to do the Leaving Cert ordinary level. They have literally no basics, zero. They can't handle minus signs, they can't handle plus signs. And what if you say to them, look, get that calculator, and don't use any of you, but just use that calculator, they will get a result. That doesn't mean they know any more maths, but they know how to get answers.
I mean, obviously, if they're coming into school with that, then they're clearly not getting a huge amount of support, or maybe their parents might feel a bit shy about doing it. I mean, do we feel a level of shame about how we perform with maths? I mean, I know I'm completely brutal at even some fairly basic multiplication and division and whatnot, never mind going into quadratic equations and the likes. I mean, is there a level of shame over this?
I'm not sure. There's a level of fear. You know, I mean, put it, you know, out of sight, out of mind. But I think that has a lot to do with the way that the subject is taught. If you encourage the kids and give them, you know, success, if they do a sum and they get a right answer, you say, good on you, well done. That's the sort of the air that they need to go on and progress. But if they keep getting wrong answers and keep getting criticized, then, you know, all they'll want to do is banish this to the back of their minds and have nothing to do with it, and hopefully just get out of school and never have to deal with it again.
Whenever anything like this comes up, John, we always say, oh, it's a trend and we're all getting worse. And we're getting worse seems to be a sort of a way of we addressing news stories all the time. I mean, are we actually getting worse here, or is this something which has been a fundamental issue for, you know, time immemorial now?
Well, I, Just before coming on to this, I looked up the PISA test, which are these worldwide tests in English, maths, and science. And, you know, if you look at them, Ireland is there number five, but it's an overall number five. In other words, it includes how we did well in English in reading. But the reality is that we're not doing nearly as well as the Chinese, the Japanese, the Koreans, the people from Hong Kong. They're all doing much better in maths than us. And they have a very simple system. They have rote learning, rote that they learn everything off by heart. And eventually that leads to success, which leads to understanding of more complicated things.
Okay. From the research as well, John, men tended apparently to perform slightly better than women. The young, particularly 25 to 34-year-olds, that age bracket also found to perform better than the over 55. So younger brains, in a way, better than the older heads in this. I mean, why is this?
I didn't know. Well, I don't know what the methodology of the survey was, to be honest with you. It was, I think they had four questions and they based everything based on that. I honestly don't know. My experience is that the girls are just as good as the guys, provided given lots of encouragement. But sometimes there's a bit of gender bias in the lads getting sort of probably more of them doing honours maths. The girls in general, in my opinion, are just as good as the guys. Mm. With regard to the older people, I think that might be reflected that the older people might not be using calculators, whereas the younger ones were. And you would get, you know, correct answers using calculators a lot quicker than you would just using mental arithmetic.
I noticed from the research as well, they do have this this problem, I said, and it is, suppose a litre of cola costs €3.15. If you buy 1/3 of a litre of cola, how much would you pay? So what's a third of €3.15?
You might as well just put that up on the skywriting. Most kids would not get that.
Not at all.
No.
I mean,
if they had a calculator, they might. But, you know, fractions, as I say to you, we do a lot of classes in maths. Fractions, the curse of fractions. Kids hate them. Absolutely hate them. And have no idea how to deal with them. Now, in fact, their calculators are fantastic because there's a fraction key on the calculators, which does basically everything. It knows all about bomb dust and it knows all about everything. But, you know, a third of a litre, you might get the question, why would you bother wanting to buy a third of a litre?
Mm.
You know?
John, just to finish then, I mean, clearly there seems to be a level of intimidation, if I'm correct, amongst our younger people and adults as well in terms of interacting with maths. What do you think could be done to try and counteract that at an earlier age?
I would think, first of all, basics. In other words, get them knowing their tables before they come into secondary school. Secondly, deal with basic algebra in first year in secondary school instead of tricking around with these problem-solving things. They'll come later. And things like number patterns. We were obsessed at the moment with problem solving. They're also obsessed with another thing called messy data. Now, messy data means basically, allegedly, numbers from the real world. But if you get an answer to a question and the answer you get is 2, you're delighted. Because that's like, it's like a hug moment. If you get an answer of -1.79638, you say, Jesus, I'm wrong.
Mm.
So what we need to do is we need to encourage kids, first of all, get their basics right. And then encourage them all the way, positive reinforcement, no negative stuff. And every child who is encouraged will definitely do an awful lot better.
All right. John Brennan, head maths teacher at Ballantyre Institute. Thank you very much for taking our call on Lunchtime Live this afternoon. I have to say, when John put up that problem of, you know, what is 2 divided by a half, it did spark a little bit of panic in me. I wasn't going to go out and say an answer on national radio on that because I was pretty fearful that I'd get it wrong. Let us know how you interact with maths. 53106 for your text, or you can give us a call at 1890 453 106. We're actually going to go to the callers now. Eamon Delaney is on the line from Kilkenny. Eamon, good afternoon to you.
Richard, how are we doing? You well?
Eamon, how have you interacted with maths? I mean, as we've been hearing from John there, it is a bit of a fear factor for many of us. How has that affected your career going forward?
I suppose, like, I probably, the background to education wasn't the best, so kind of learning was difficult. I have gone back and done maths there previously, but it's totally different when you kind of, the formats and all that, when you sit down and study them. Like, it is a lot easier at your own level to learn something than to understand it now than it was probably back when I was doing it in class, I feel.
Mm. How did it affect your career? I mean, from a note here, you worked on the farm, but you went into construction as well there, and a lot of maths would be required in that, especially in terms of just quick sums, you know?
Oh, well, the maths I had now weren't too busy on the end of a shovel. But but in general, there was a course, like, you know, and like everything, you'd have to be asking your friends, or you'd be caught for a few things, like, you know, and with measurements and that, like, you don't want to be off, and you're kind of, as your last caller was saying, like, maths is just in measurements as well. everything is brought back to maths in the sense like that. Like, so at times I was challenged to it, and looking off then I'd get around her or ask for help, like, but you'd be always that fear factor that you're asking someone else for help. Like, if I had to know myself, I'd be better off, you know, that kind of way.
Yeah, and again, as you say, it's a fear factor. It's intimidating almost. You don't want to admit that you don't know or that you don't understand how to get there. I mean, did that have play into to your mind at all?
It did a big thing, like, you know, but the probably the biggest thing about there is, you know, you get around it and then you get used to it. It was just the last thing when we went back to education, I felt like, I want to better myself, so I kind of said to myself, here, I'll go back and get the basic knowledge of maths, because I feel myself, even with young lads now, and it's totally different of learning. Like, you know, the basic things will get you through every day. Like, you know, it's the advanced stuff will depends where you're going and your career-wise. You know, kind of way. But I think the basics from adding, multiplying, dividing, you know, fractions, all that kind of stuff, they'll all be used every day, like, you know, kind of way.
How did you find going back into education? You did the junior cert level maths again. I mean, how did you find that? It is a big step for a lot of people. I know people who've gone back and done the leaving cert or the junior cert, and for them it was a bit of a step. They didn't really want people to know that they were going back and doing it. But how did you find that?
To myself personally, the fact that I wouldn't just kind of worry about what other people think, I was doing it for myself. So for other people, if you're starting to worry about what other people are thinking, you're not doing it for your own interest. You know, that kind of way, like, but the fact that going back, it's just a big confidence, like, you know. I would recommend it to anyone, like, you know, because it's, and even in the sense, like, even brushing up your skills, you know, it's getting out there, interacting. It's good as a hobby, like, you know, and to me personally, we're coming up with kids and they're all young at the minute now, but like, till it comes to the stage now that maths will be a big thing, like, you know, and I wanted to kind of say to myself, look, I know the wife is there, she's good at maths, but I like to do it myself, so I felt like, you know, kind of brushing up and it makes a big difference.
All right. Eamon Delaney, thank you very much for taking our call on Lunchtime Live this afternoon. 53106 for your text, 1890-453-106 as well. Well, Joe Mackin is on the line, restaurateur in Dublin. Joe, thanks for joining us on the programme.
Hey, Richard.
When it comes down to this, for so many people, this is where we all go wrong. When it comes to, you're out with a group of friends and you're splitting the bill, and we go over a fear of panic and we're all working out and we're digging out the phones and the calculators. I mean, how does that affect how you run your business? It is a bit of a thing for a lot of people, isn't it?
Oh, it's a really big part of our day. It's lunchtime now. Our restaurants are filling up. And in, I'd say, about an hour and a half time, we'll have 150, 200 people all looking to say how they're handing over their credit cards and just going, oh, I'll just pay for my lunch there. And they can't work out where they are on their credit card bill. And then equally for us as well, our staff can't figure out, as people are paying off their bill, they can't follow it. Unless it's all round tenors, it's tough work.
So they can't actually count what they're getting into their hand or is being handed over as it comes in?
Not at all. It's something that we find is really, really challenging. We don't look at it as something that's holding you back, but it's just something. It's just not a skill that people seem to have anymore. We definitely see it on our staff side. So, you know, at the end of the night when we're counting tails, you know, we've got cash and credit cards and people trying to work out floats. They just really find a difficulty with it. We even had to put in systems where we're counting machines. So instead of having to figure out how much money you have, you just have to count the actual volume of notes you have. So like, people wouldn't realize that, you know, 20 fivers is 100 euro. It would never, you know, they can't work it out arithmetically. But but people don't seem to be able to work out problems at all anymore. You know, it's just so simple problems. You know, even adding up a bill, you know, even I know when I'm out with my own friends and you're trying to divide the bill, people get it wrong. You know, the service charge, and then do you add the service charge in? When do you divide it? You know, do you divide it evenly? Throw a birthday into the mix so someone's free, even harder.
Mm. And then you see what happens when American tourists come over and they're looking to add 10 or 20% to the bills as well. Don't go into percentages,
Richard, Americans don't come over here and tip. It's in every guidebook in the country. They don't tip in Ireland. It's a shock and it's a scam. They don't give us a penny. It's terrible.
Well, that's another day's matter, Joe.
It is a challenge. It's a challenge, you know, but I think it's a life skill that people are just going to have to figure out, and has to happen at education level, you know, the people really, because, you know, your mobile phone isn't going to be there forever.
Yeah.
You know, batteries do die.
And what do you think then? I mean, going forward, for you guys as a business, a lot of restaurants already do this where they say, well, look, we're not going to allow customers to split the bill for whatever reason on this. Obviously, it causes delays and whatnot as well. But
that is something that we have in all our restaurants. But we're actually just getting on all our receipts. We're trying to get our credit card, our tail company, to create a line on the bottom of every receipt that just divides by the number of people. So it's just, this is the average of the bill. It was, you know, there's 10 people. seven people, your average bill is this, the even split. Just to put it into people's minds for them. So we're just like, we're currently have been asking our credit, our till company to actually put that in place. So I think we just have to give people extra skills or a way of working it out for them. If you can't do it yourself, we maybe have to give you a helping hand.
Food for a thought from the restaurateur, Joe Macken. Thank you very much for joining us on the programme. Plenty of you getting in touch on this. Do text us 53106 at a cost of 30 cent, or get us on Twitter as well, at News Chambers, at Lunchtime Live NT. One texter: why do we teach so much maths that we don't need? I suppose you're talking there about algebra and whatnot, but I think the idea behind that is that it teaches problem solving. But again, as what you're sort of getting at here is that, I mean, do we ever use that for problem solving? Do we actually have any understanding of what we're doing on it? Let us know what you think on that one anyway. Another texter: as a little girl, I was terrified of maths for as long as I can remember. I didn't get the grounding in primary school, and then I spent secondary school feeling like a dud in the class. I had an amazing maths teacher, Mr. Dunn, in St. Natalie's College in Ballahadreen, who literally would not let me drop to the ordinary level class. Ended up getting a C2 in higher level maths in the Leaving Cert in 2003. The right teacher is worth everything. I suppose that's something as well, isn't it? If you have a teacher who will encourage you and who won't make you feel intimidated about what you do know and what you don't know, that can make all the difference.
Thanks again for listening to this Lunchtime Live podcast. Please do subscribe via the app or on iTunes, and check us out on newstalk.com/lunchtimelive. Talk to you again soon.